The S&P report says Connecticut has one of the highest levels of inequality in the country and has one of the most volatile situations for tax revenues. And S&P says those two things are related. Because of Connecticut's increasing reliance on tax revenues from people at the top of the economic spectrum, the state budget winds up fluctuating with the markets. Standard & Poor's is looking into the issue out of an interest in states' abilities to pay their debts. Since 2003, the S&P bond rating of Connecticut has remained at AA, indicating a very strong capacity to meet financial commitments. Gabe Pettick is a credit analyst with S&P.
If the state budget makers agree on a budget and then revenue comes in 5 or 10% below what they assumed when they set the budget, they have a real crisis on their hands, and we saw that during the Great Recession.
In addition to increasing volatility, Connecticut has seen the growth of its tax revenue slowing down. In the 1980s, it hit a high of 10.8%, and since 2009, it's gone down to 7.3%. Pettick says New York is among states with the greatest inequality, but it doesn't have as much tax volatility as Connecticut. He says that's because New York has a broader income base with a higher share of revenue coming from wages and salaries, compared to Connecticut, which relies more heavily on capital gains taxes. S&P boosted New York's bond rating to AA+ in July, slightly higher than Connecticut, and the highest New York has been rated since 1972. Craig LaMolt, WSHU News.